Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, ready? This is going to be a good one. Hello and welcome to the drunk episode. This is Under the Influence because we are officially micro influencers at 10k.
Yay! I'm so happy you were introducing this because I'm, I think, a little bit further along when it comes to being drunk than you.
Erin is drinking. She's just a fast drinker.
I think it just hits me right away. Literally one sip and I'm under.
She's ready to go. She's under the influence. What a great name that is, by the way, guys. It's a pun. It's a pun.
We try and go for a kind of pun theme.
I'm only halfway through sort of my first drink, so I'm not drunk yet. But it will hit it, as we said, we were just saying that they hit me
like a ton of bricks.
I get hit with it late. And then it will be a stressful situation.
I can't wait. Well, first of all, we should say thanks.
Thank you so much, everyone.
But maybe I can't say it because I think I might cry.
Why don't you say thank you? Do a heartfelt thank you, a speech.
Okay, my heartfelt thank you genuinely is actually quite frustrating because I don't have the vocab that I need to perfectly articulate how thankful I am.
Overwhelmed.
Honestly, overwhelmed. We're really, really grateful. And we genuinely talk about you all the time. Like, if you've been DMing us, like, here and there, we talk about you. Like, we're like, oh my god, did you see blah, blah, blah? She's amazing.
She's so beautiful. We genuinely are obsessed. So we're so happy to have
10,000 of you.
It's like a huge audience now. I'm so pleased with it all. Like, it's so great. I'm thrilled, to be honest.
We're buzzed.
And you guys have asked us some amazing questions. So
yeah, some hilarious questions.
Go and get your drinks right now. Mm. If you haven't, I hope you're prepped. But go and get a drink right now and drink along with us so we don't seem so crazy.
Feel free to pause and come back to us when you're ready.
So this is your moment now. Pause. And now we come back. Hello.
Okay, welcome back. Hello. Okay.
I hate it when sort of YouTubers are like, go get a cup of tea and enjoy the video. It's like,
oh, I love that. I love it when they say that. Why do you hate it?
Because, like, I'm not fucking going to make your milk and sugar. Like, I'm going to go boil a kettle.
Well, I'm not going to do it, but I like being told to do it. It's almost like they're saying to me, go on then, tuck yourself up in bed and I'll rub your feet. Even though that would be hell on earth for me. It sounds a bit like they're telling me, you know,
yeah,
I love the word pamper. Yeah, it's kind of a bit of a pamperous vibe.
I'm kind of like, don't you dare tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do. Kind of Drake and Josh, have a nice day. Don't tell me what to do.
I'm like, you had your chance, you blew it. Bye. Next video.
I paused and I'm not coming back.
Yeah, but do genuinely, now we've all got our alcohol, we're gonna drink together, so everyone just drink for 3 seconds now.
Okay, hang on.
Mm-hmm. Done. So first of all, what are you drinking with?
Okay, done. I'm drinking imagine I was like, I'm drinking tea, sorry.
Like, I told you not to.
I've been acting. Oh, I am quite drunk. By the way, just for context, we're recording this at 11 in the morning.
Yeah, that's the crucial context.
I don't know if we were going to publicise that, but I'm coming out with it. It's the morning time.
Well, we realised that our schedules kind of didn't overlap. We've got too much to do later in the day. We've got to send off these interview questions later.
It's a whole mess. We've been massively overbooked.
We had to record this at 11 in the morning. So right now it's 11:36. We've been already drinking for half an hour.
But hopefully for you it's about 8 p.m., 9 p.m. say.
Yeah, we'll be listening at the listening party, but I mean, we'll all be listening together, but right now for us, it's 11 in the morning and we've got a lot of stuff to do today.
Oh, I hope future me has recovered nicely from this.
I think future me didn't do that well. 11 in the morning. Also, in quarantine, I haven't drunk literally a sip.
No.
So I'm going to be hungover.
I was just saying the one time I drank, well, not even the one time, but the most I've drunk was with you that time where we were on a Zoom and you and I were the only ones drinking, which is fucking classic.
We were like, hi guys, so we've got our alcohol. Everyone's like, we're not drinking.
What are you guys drinking? Everyone's like, nothing.
We're like, okay, oops, we misjudged the vibe.
Didn't read the room. Okay.
But you guys have sent us some amazing... Oh yeah, what are you drinking? That was the thing.
Okay, yeah. So I am actually just drinking a bit of wine. I was going to do a whole nice thing. Oh, it's a bit of a spritzer. I had a little bit of... I always put ice cubes. I mean, you know, I put ice cubes in everything. Because it was your... Do you want to go into your dream?
My dream is basically to have one of those fridges that you get... You press the button and the ice comes out. That just seems like the height of luxury. This morning, here I am again, cracking the ice tray out, like getting the...
It couldn't be me.
Couldn't be stiffer as well. Those boards, it hurts your hands. Like, I hate them. So filling it up again, I actually didn't fit. Me and my brother are also having a bit of a war at the moment, an ice war, where it's kind of like...
Who's filling it up more? That sort of thing.
Well, he doesn't. He empties it out, leaves two ice cubes in there and puts it back in. It's like, oh, just fucking fill it up.
But really, you need about 6 ice cubes.
Oh, I need a whole tray. That's about 11 ice cubes. I don't know why it'd be an odd number.
So anyway, I go downstairs in the morning, every morning, and I fill up my glass of wine and I put in some ice from my fridge.
It's the true luxurious life.
It really is.
It's like decadent.
Yeah, it's almost, well, it's just, it's one of those, oh, fuck, I really am drunk because I can't speak. Right, give me a minute. Give me a fucking minute. Why am I talking about the ice machine? Give me a minute. Yeah, I'm drinking wine. What about you?
Well, I'm a slow drinker, but I'm drinking gin and tonic. I've got some Waitrose distilled London dry gin.
That sounds good.
And some basic fucking tonic that I found in the house. And I was like, I will have that for 11 in the morning. So that's what I'm drinking. My mum was like, don't drink gin. It's a depressant. And I was like, all alcohol is a depressant.
I was like, all alcohol is a depressant. What?
She's like, gin specifically in the morning is a depressant. It's like, what are you talking about?
It's like, no, it's just depressing that we're sat on FaceTime recording a podcast at 11 in the morning with a glass of alcohol.
That's the depressing bit.
That's what's depressing.
Don't worry, the gin won't do anything. This is the depressing bit.
The damage is done. Should we get into some cues?
Yeah, definitely. We've had a lot.
I was just about to ask you what you were drinking, but you've already told us.
Oh my God, pull yourself together. Stop right now.
Should I take a bit of a break? I did bring you some water, so I'll bring some water in.
We can't be...
Just flush out the palate.
We can't be this chaotic from the beginning. Mm. I really hope you guys are drinking. If you're not, if you're just on a little dog walk right now, I'm pissed. Okay, so there's one question that I love.
Okay.
Which is...
Take it away.
Let me find it.
Take it away, Ernie.
If you could be any character from Shrek, which would you be?
Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I thought about it long and hard.
Okay, let me think about it long and hard for a second.
Because not who's the prettiest, not just, oh yeah, I'll be Fiona. Which one would you be?
In Shrek 1?
I'm saying the whole Shrek universe. Mine only comes in Shrek 2, so I'm saying the Shrek universe.
Oh, yours only comes in Shrek 2. So who is it? Is it Prince Charming? Is it a fairy godmother?
It's Puss in Boots.
Oh my God.
Classic. I was thinking maybe I would be, you know, the wolf that wears the grandma, the Red Riding Hood wolf that wears the grandma's like little bonnet.
Yeah.
I was thinking he has quite a pleasant life.
A peaceful life.
He just lies in that bed and he's like just in everyone's bed.
He's reading his little magazines, I think.
Yeah, he's got quite a good life, I think.
Yeah.
Then I was thinking maybe I'd be the wolf. And then I was thinking, no. I'd be the top scammer of the world. I'd be Puss in Boots. Little cute face holding the hat. Used to be my family computer wallpaper. Puss in Boots holding the hat.
So iconic.
I remember thinking I couldn't think of a cuter thing than that. Like, as a child, I was like, there is nothing cuter than that.
It's true, though. I don't know how they did that. Yeah.
It's so crazy. It's like, I remember being blown away by that. Blown away.
Yeah, truly blown away. Yeah, I wonder what they did. It's kind of brainwashing. It's kind of Peppa Pig. It's like, what did you do? Like, you genetically engineered it.
To be so cute.
To be so cute.
So cute. And now I look at it and think, I've seen cuter.
So basically, you just want to be cute.
No. That's his trick, though. It's manipulation.
Oh, he's a little trickster.
I'd want to be Puss in Boots. No. Then he, like, slices and dices you. He's crazy. Yeah, I'd be him. And he's, like, top monetizer. He's like a big capitalist. I'd be him.
Okay, yeah.
He's kind of CEO. I'd be him.
Yeah, of kind of, what is he, like a little assassin?
He's like an assassin, yeah.
Kind of Zorro, right? He does a little...
Yeah, because he's paid to kill Shrek by the dad.
The dad, yeah. Toad Man.
Because of the fucking fairy godmother, yeah. And I would...
internalized misogyny.
Oh, awful. Utterly awful.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, so I'd be Puss in Boots. I'd be Puss. Who would you be?
Maybe I would be... Can you just let me think for a sec? Sorry.
Yeah, just think of Shrek. You know them, right? You've seen them.
I kind of feel like I've got 10,000 eyes on me. Who would you be? Who would you be? Right, let me think. The problem is no one in Shrek really has, like, the easy life that I would like.
Puss in Boots does. But he's taken. Sorry.
I don't really want to go around killing people. Yeah.
He doesn't, though.
He's an assassin.
You could be Fiona.
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking.
If you're a boar.
Exactly.
Also, she has quite a bad, like, inner conflict of, like, I've got this shameful thing at night, like, I don't want people to see.
Yeah, but then she gets over it, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does, but you have to live your first, like, what, 20 years of you, like, my prince is coming.
Oh, I'm kind of thinking I become them now, and it's kind of where we left them.
No, you're them. You have their journey.
Oh, so you go from fucking being born, so you're going to be a little fucking cat in the litter coming out of a cat vagina.
Yes, who would you be? Who would you be? Whose life would you have?
God!
Yeah, I'm a cat.
Oh my god.
What, you just want to snap in and jump in? They've done all the work and you snap into the end of the story.
Yeah, no, I thought that was what it was. Okay,
it's their journey.
God, now I'm really going to have to think about it.
Replay all three films and think, whose journey would you want?
Maybe I would be the fairy godmother because I like a bit of a sing song.
Yeah. I need a hero.
Yeah, and kind of...
Is that what she sings? No, that's not what she sings, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is at the end.
It's not.
It is.
Is it?
She does.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But she also sings, she gets all of the things out when they start crying.
Oh my God, yeah.
And she gets, sorry, I really can't fucking talk. It's a shame we're doing a podcast. She gets all of the fucking wardrobes out and makes them sing. And she's like, something, something tight, little tush or something.
Yeah, she does.
But I don't have the melody. I have that tiny phrase.
Yeah, tight little tush.
And no melody. But what is it?
That's when she's going, when Shrek's looking around.
Yeah, but it's not that.
Yeah, there's a little dog. And then it's like, Mrs. Fiona Charming, Mrs. Fiona Charming.
Mrs. Fiona Charming. And he goes, I need some sleep. Yeah. Can't go on like that. I used to love that song. It's by The Eels, if anyone's interested.
Any Eels fan?
How does that song go?
Well, you want to know what the Fairy Godmother song is?
Yeah, literally, I think it's called Fairy Godmother Song.
I don't know. It does say tight little tush or something, though. It's about...
It does, doesn't
it? It's like
it?
A wardrobe and a something and a lovely little dress.
Yeah, that's why I think I'm getting it up.
Made that up.
Tight little dress. It's me singing.
A lovely little frog.
Fairy God. Oh, I can't type even.
You need to stop because we've got a whole hour
Fairy
of this.
God mother song.
We can't play this. It's probably copyrighted by...
No, not going to play it, but I'll feed back. Oh, look, Fiona's fumed. Oh, the bubbles. She's crying.
Oh, yeah. Happiness is only a teardrop away.
I've got what every princess needs. Happily.
Oh, that was beautiful. Is that gonna go in?
Honestly, do whatever you want at this point. God knows what I'm gonna say. Oh wait, hang on, let me listen.
She's nodding.
Here we go. Sorry, cut that.
What is happening?
Hang on.
Oh god, she's crying. Oh no, there's tears going down her face. Oh god, we're not even fucking 15 minutes in. This can't be happening. This, she's fully crying. Her makeup's down her face.
I'm crying my eyes out right. Hang on.
At the fucking fairy godmother's
Fuck.
Oh my god. She's bereaved. I don't know what's going on.
I'm in bits.
She's actually in bits. So she's going to be the fairy godmother. God, I never thought I'd be the one structuring the podcast.
Oh, fuck.
We know it's chaos.
Right, hang on. Sorry. Right, I'm back. I mean, I'm fully crying my eyes out. I don't really know why, though. I think it's just so funny.
Nothing happened.
Just kind of the thought of me singing the fairy godmother song. Listen, I'm not going to sing it back to you. I know I went and looked for it and found it and was going to tell you how the melody goes, but you can just Google it. I've had a little bit of a bathroom break. I've given myself a little bit of a pep talk, so you're okay.
okay, so next question. This is one that was, we were a bit confused by this one. So I think it's good to kind of just go in and think what was intended by this question. So someone said, when was the last time you two kissed, brackets, sorry, Jack, and then some like kissing emojis. And I mean, we were trying to work out, does that mean?
I read this to Jack last night and he was like, well, when was it then? When did you kiss? I was like, we never kissed.
Like, never in our lives. We solemnly swear.
Although we do have a bit of a funny story.
Do we have a funny story? I'm like, what happened? I was like, I don't think that was me.
I know, it sounds like I'm alluding to something else, but it's actually something so dry. When we first started Hire, we were like an anonymous page. Like, we hadn't posted a pic of us, whatever. Like, no one knew who it was. We were just posting random, like, he doesn't like you. Like, you need to set boundaries, kind of random, like, little fucking graphics.
Like, shout out if you're from those days.
Not all that dissimilar to what we're doing now. So then we were like, right, we need to get a picture of us on the thing so that they know who we are, like we can build, you know, like they know that it's us. And we knew like in some way that we wanted to start a podcast too, so it's kind of like you can't have like an anonymous voice starting a podcast unless it's literally anonymous, because I would 100% listen to that guy.
That's the one case where you can be anonymous. If you are anonymous, then you have an audience.
If you're literally the anonymous. So we had just been to Brighton Pride. We were living in Brighton at the time. Well, we were still at uni at the time. We had the time of our lives, by the way. Would highly recommend Brighton Pride, or any Pride, obvs.
I would highly recommend Brighton. We've had some listeners from Brighton and...
quite a few.
I mean, I hope you're living the time of your life because... oh, it's so stunning there. Honestly, the happiest place on earth.
So we had got some, what at the time were our best pictures together.
And they weren't that good.
And we were like, right, we're going to put... no, looking back, they're horrific. But most of our pictures are, to be honest. You may have noticed what we cycle the same two pictures.
We just... It's often the thing. It's difficult trying to get a picture of two people that both like the picture of themselves that's happy to go on their joint Instagram page. It's like, oh, God, like...
like, think of how hard it is just to get a picture of yourself. Then add a whole other person that makes it like, oh God, we're never gonna like be compatible. Anyway, so we had this good pic from Pride. I was wearing this stunning jacket.
Yeah, so stunning.
Do you remember my little rainbow, like tiered? Oh, it was so great, like this fluffy little thing. Tight little tush. We put it up with a big old like rainbow stuff, like Pride, woohoo, like this is us as well, like bringing our anonymity on here for the first time, like this is us, blah blah blah, like celebration, time of our lives. And everyone came back to us like, oh my God, like congratulations on coming out, like what a beautiful couple. We're just fucking done, basically.
I don't know how we didn't see that coming.
Misread the vibe. I think we were fucking stupid. I was literally editing together a fucking rainbow fucking graphic. It's like, what were you thinking was gonna happen?
And we kind of wrote like, we're coming out on the page, like we're coming out, like it's like, why are we so dumb?
Literally.
Like, we actually posted a picture and then we were like, why does everyone think we're a couple? And it's like, because it's literally a picture of us at Pride, like heart heart heart, like here we are, we're not holding back,
kind of snuggling. Honestly, kind of snuggled
in.
I'm kind of nuzzled into you.
And it's like, oh well, that, and what was it someone said,
kind of two beautiful like LGBT like queens or something. Which Steffi is.
Yeah, but it's, I didn't mean to drag you into it, because it was just basically the world's biggest miscommunication of just like, oh, no, that's not what you meant though. Ah.
Meanwhile, I'm like, Jack, can you like Kai Protest? Can you support, please? He's like liking all the pictures. Like, what is this? What?
Like, honestly, huh? You've just come out on fucking Instagram. Yeah, that is so crazy.
We've never kissed. I'll kiss you through the phone.
I won't do it back. It's not my style.
I wish Kiss You Through the Phone was coming out now. You know that song, Kiss You Through the Phone?
Yeah, I do know kiss it. Why would you wish that was coming out now?
Soulja Boy, did you know the dance?
No, but why do you want that now?
Soulja Boy, because it's like Kiss Me Through the Phone. Like people weren't seeing each other. Like Kiss Me Through the Phone. Like,
oh, because of quarantine.
It was way before its time, right?
I was never a fan, if I'm honest. If I'm completely honest, I was never a fan. Oh. So I have no feelings about when they decided to release that song.
Do you know who sings it?
You just said Soulja Boy, so I'm thinking it's Soulja Boy singing. You just said
that. Oh, damn. It was because you said when they released that song, and I was like, you definitely don't know who it is.
I'm like, when McFly released Kiss Me Through the Phone. So someone asked about our skincare routines. I don't know shit about, they said skincare routine. I don't know shit about what actually gets smooth, what gets... fuck's sake, I can't.
Okay,
breathe.
Here we go. This is good. This is what I like to see.
I don't know shit about what actually gets skin smooth. God, alliteration. as a baby's butt cheek. God, they're loving the alliteration. Skin smooth as a baby's butt cheek. This is an English lesson now.
You know what gets skin as smooth as a baby's butt cheek? The fact that they're a baby. Your hormones control.
Oh, well, here we go. Look, she still has it in her to go on a feminist rant.
Here we go. 90%. Your hormones control like 90% of what your skin looks like. When your skin is getting fucked up, you are gonna struggle to find something to treat it topically.
Wow, I didn't see this coming. I thought you were just gonna say like moisturizer.
More often than not, we're spending bags and bags of our hard-earned cash.
Yeah.
On fucking expensive skincare products. It's not going to do anything for you. Your breakouts are hormonal. Your dryness is hormonal.
Mm-hmm.
Most things in your life, like your skin, are attributed back to your hormones. So I think the biggest damage we've done is teach women that they can spend 100 quid on a face cream and it will make their skin be like a baby. The baby skin is like a baby because it was made like fucking 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Also, a baby's butt cheek, it's got shit on it, so you don't want that.
No, yeah, it stinks like shit.
Have you ever done an oil cleanse though? Just to indulge the patriarchy for a second.
I have in my life.
Because I think if you want smooth skin...
Oh, okay. We'll just completely contradict everything I've just said. Don't worry.
Also, an oil cleanse isn't going to do shit if you don't... They work for my skin because I already have clear baby butt cheek skin.
Yeah.
But a fucking oil cleanse. I've got so into it. Get some like, not coconut oil, but like a kind of... I use jojoba oil. So stunning. Used an Amazon voucher from my granny to buy some jojoba oil from Amazon. Jeff Bezos was a bitch over here.
Jeff Bezos is loving it.
Put that over your face. Massage that in for literally like 10 minutes. You can just like feel your skin like doing some kind of like amazing thing, regenerating itself Doctor Who style. Then get a hot flannel, boiling hot, put that over your face. Just kind of let, like, kind of steam your face out.
Kind of a at-home facial
It's a full facial and it's so stunning. It doesn't, like, clear your skin, but it makes it very, very smooth.
It doesn't clear your skin, but it's what I do with my already clear skin.
Guys, if you want clear skin...
If you did want to spend money.
But I would actually say, regardless of clearing your skin or whatever, just do it for fun. It's so nice. Just, like, hot flannel on the face. Stunning.
Oh, yeah.
Or, here's a top tip. If you've just cooked some pasta... When you put it in the colander, steam comes up, just put your face over the colander, and I'm not joking.
With no makeup on,
it's actually a facial.
With a clean face, and then also you'll have to wash your face after, which you won't do. But anyway.
Why would you have to wash your face after?
Because you've just boiled a bowl of pasta, and all the starch has gone into that water, and now you're going to release the starch and all of the bacteria from that water up into your skin.
That's what I like, though, pasta face.
I'm a bit of a long-lived skincare expert. I have my roots in skincare expertise.
You do a bit.
I'm in the wrong fucking career. The marketing against skincare is so ridiculous, and everyone knows it.
Also, it's rooted in wanting women to be prepubescent and not age
completely.
So it's fucked.
Literally not age from like kind of the first month of your life. Dear, oh dear. Okay, wait. Should I find one?
Yeah. You find one.
Okay. Right. I have a task. Don't fuck it up. Okay, Erin. Oh, I liked this one. I love this person because they always support us. That sounded like so sincere. I love this person. I will find you. I will give you a pedicure. I will run you a bath. I will cook you breakfast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They said, how do you two manage your disagreements so well when there are any?
Ah.
I think we do manage our disagreements so well. Pretty much everything you say I disagree with. You come to me with an idea and I'm like, no, definitely not.
Well, I think here's the thing, that we have quite an interesting dynamic in that I am very kind of impatient with ideas. Like, if there's a new idea of like, we should do this, I'm like, well, let's do it now. Let's absolutely do it right now. And you kind of like the long game of like, no, let's think through every step.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we managed to get a bit of a balance,
mm-hmm.
in that it's like, we still do the idea, but that it definitely takes us like, we think it through.
We need to do it properly.
So I often come to Erin with, oh my God, I've seen this person do this. We have to do it. We simply must do it. I've already got the account name and I've already got the pictures. I think we should do it now. We don't want to miss our chance. And Erin's like, whoa, let's not do it.
Hold your horses.
Mm. Yeah, hold your horses. And I think it works. But I don't think we've ever had any actual disagreements.
No, we don't really disagree. Well, I feel like we have two modes.
Mm-hmm.
We communicate all the time, and half of it is as friends and half of it is as like business partners.
It's quite confusing. We've got two different channels that we talk
but
through.
I think we manage the disagreements the same in both
yeah
ways.
We're just long old combos, which is clearly what we're good at.
Yeah. And like go on and on and on and make sure that everything has been. But I always think it's because I would just care more about our friendship than I ever would about proving a point or making sure that I got my own way with us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think, but also we don't really argue. We don't really have any disagreements in our friendship. We don't really have any disagreements, do we?
I'm actually trying to think, have we had like a disagreement? Well, the only one where we had, it was kind of a moment, it wasn't even a disagreement, but kind of a moment of like, what's happening, was when we were in Brighton, we had hire. This is a business argument.
Yeah.
And we were like, right, we're going to change the name. I remember you went to the shops or something, because we're going to change the name. We're like, right, pause it.
We were changing the name. We were trying to find the right name.
Yeah, basically, we were trying to find the perfect name. And Erin was like, you had to go to Co-op. And I was like, go, just get out of my side, just go. And we'll talk about it later.
I wasn't on my own. I wasn't kicked out of my own house.
I was like, get out of here. And then we came back and we were like, right, okay, let's think of the name. Let's think about it. But it wasn't an argument. It was just as if we both definitely wanted to go the same way. But
not
we were
at
kind
all,
of just
yeah.
like, how do we... I don't even know what that was. It was kind of a moment of insanity.
I think it was the first time that we were both stressed out together.
Yeah, we were both stressed.
It was the first time that we both had stakes in something that we both cared about. It was kind of like a mother. It was kind of like parents, like having to worry about their kid for the first time. You know, what are they going to be circumcised? Like that kind of thing. Like it was like an actual big issue. Yeah. Okay. Wait. But how do we deal with disagreements? Well, I think we're just good communicators.
I think the biggest thing in friendship is communication, because without communication you cannot be authentic. And I always say communication, but it's so true. I've seen how quickly if you forget to communicate, things just implode. So you need to communicate at all points. So as long as you're talking about your worries, and
even if it's kind of nothing,
yeah,
because I'll often say to you, like, by the way, when we spoke about that the other day, did you think that I was saying X, Y, and Z? Because I actually just wanted to make sure that I was saying A, B, and C, and I don't want it to, I hope I didn't say it wrong. And you're like, no, not at all. But just the fact that we've acknowledged it
allows for nothing to go unsaid that could later brew like some form of like resentment or something.
Definitely. And in my relationships, I like to make sure that we're on a team. And I think when you're communicating really, really thoroughly, there's no room for you to feel like they don't have your back and they're kind of, they'd throw you under the bus if they had to, that sort of thing. Like there's kind of no space where I think you would kind of do something to impress somebody else and like get me
horrendous.
Like do you know what I mean, like kind of sack me off. Or and it's the same with Jack and any relationship that's important to me. It's like we have to be
matching the energy, yeah,
very much on the same page.
Yeah, I completely agree. So I'd say that is one of the things. Communication is everything. If you're failing to communicate, then you're I was going to do some kind of pun. You're communicating to fail. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But
yeah, fail to prepare.
Yeah, if you fail to prepare, prepare to fail.
But I think you can also turn relationships into something more open. Like, I've had relationships where I know that they've probably thought things about me and I've got a bit annoyed with them and not said anything. And it's like, well, I actually really would like to bring you closer to me and, like, strengthen our relationship. And so next time anything comes up, I'll say something really, really vulnerable. And you'll love it. Do you know what I mean? And you'll eat it up like fucking candy from your butt cheek, soft butt cheek
apple
baby.
Crumble. Yeah. Off the little tush.
Little tush.
Someone says, love you girls.
Oh, love you girls.
Oh, this one's good. Is it absurd to have a life plan?
Mm-hmm. Okay, go.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's not absurd, but it's misguided.
Oh, okay. Take it away.
I've dropped my headphone again. I sat back like I'd said something really profound and kind of folded my arms and my headphone
dropped
fell
the
out.
Mic.
Not smooth. I think it's not a good idea. As in, it's prepare, fail to plan to fail. Same old saying.
Yeah, but you're kind of saying plan to fail.
I'm kind of saying plan to plan and plan that your plan of a plan fails.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't think it's absurd to have a plan, but I just think it's important that when you're having your plan, just know that your plan won't be kind of a linear plan. Plan.
Eat a plan and make a plan and do what can.
Right, don't. Please don't. Because I need you to be on my wavelength. We need to be a team and I'm way more drunk than you.
You're not. I just said undo the can. You're
What's
not.
The other one? The, oh my God, the Macarena.
Yeah, but that doesn't rhyme. It's useless.
Right,
it's
useless cut that, in this cut scenario. That, cut that.
That is a useless thing to say.
Oh my God, I would love to know. Sorry, something just came to me. Please humour me, guys, and please humour me, Seffi, in this. If any of you did GCSE dance at about the same time as me, you would have done, with AQA, this is solely UK people, this might be like one person, I would love to know, if you did the set dances, and there were two of them in my mind, one of them was called Find It and the other one was the one that I did, and I just knew it as set dance, and I could still fucking do it right now, and I would just love to know. I feel like there's a whole fucking kind of national bond of girls my age that know this dance and could probably still do it and got their little A star and dance tick tick tick, but no one talks about it. So I'd love to know if any of you know the set dance. I'm doing it right now. Yeah, I didn't do Find It, I did the other one because it was much more like ballet.
I think I know that. Do it again, do it again.
So it starts off like this and you put your... Oh, wait, hang on. Doodaloo, dong, 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 dong. Cut this. You're going to have to cut the singing.
Yeah.
Well, you can leave it, but just say that. Yeah. But you would know it if you did GCSE.
Well, I knew people that did GCSE and that looks very familiar. But then again, all dances like that kind of look exactly the same. They're all kind of like elbow jab, roll the body.
Just a classic contemporary... Yeah. Dance. Well, I would love to know, because in my mind we are
sisters,
like metaphysically bonded. Yeah,
stunning. Well, I was saying, is it absurd to have a life plan?
So sorry.
I think no, it's not absurd, but don't be attached to it. If you're attached to a life plan, if by 20 I'll do this, like I was saying in one of the podcasts a few weeks ago, like I know someone's like, in my 20s I'm going to do that, focus on career, then in my 30s I'm going to be in a relationship, and it's like look. No, just no to all of that. Just absolute big fat no to that.
Do you have a life plan?
No.
Do you have a plan in life?
No, no plan. I have things I want to do.
Okay, yeah. So maybe it's not so much of a to-do list as just kind of just some general ideas of things that would be fun.
I wouldn't want to know how it all works out. If you could go to the end of your life now, press a button and you see it all work out, then you go back to and relive it all.
No.
That's hell on earth. You might as well die at that point.
I just want to have fun. I think you and I are in a... Hang on, what was I saying?
You and I are in a...
You and I...
I don't know where this is going.
I'm so sorry. I was just going to say... Please get more drunk.
Look,
that was what I was going to say.
I'm a normal level of drunk. You're okay. Actually like fucked off your face.
Okay. So, Brie,
I am.
I thought this
I told you once, I'm telling you twice. I'm actually not. I should drink more.
Yeah, I can see you not drinking. What I was going to say is I think you and I are in... I think we forget how a lot of people function because we're constantly communicating with each other and being like, you know, go with the flow, et cetera, just like being our fucking enlightened selves. I think that you and I forget that there are people out there who very much are still in a bit of a structure when it comes... And they can be forever. There's not one way to live your life and it's ours. Absolutely not. But I was watching a YouTube video the other day where she was talking with her boyfriend. She was like, yeah, we kind of want like 3 or 4 kids, like a girl first and then the boys.
Well, that's ridiculous.
And we're probably going to get married at about 27 and then we'll probably have our kid later on that year. It's like, do you even know? I mean, do you even know if you can do that? Like, do you like each other? I don't know. Like,
also, do you know that your life so far has not worked out to plan? You can acknowledge that.
Well, that's the thing.
Right, that right now you're in a position which you didn't predict. Everyone listening right now, you're probably in a position that you didn't predict age 10. You probably thought, to be honest, you were going to be the new Miley Cyrus, and lo and behold, you're not. You probably had a plan. I remember writing behind my desk once. I was probably about 7. This is actually quite crazy that Doctor Who is appearing twice in the podcast, but I wrote...
I've been watching it so much since that person said it. Yeah, I haven't told you that because I plan, there are certain things that I plan to tell you on the podcast and then I never do, so then I just sort of keep being secrets from you.
Like, now I love David
but we're
Tennant.
Excellent communicators.
But I wrote on a piece of paper, if you are not in Doctor Who by the age of 8, just give up. I wrote, just give
8?
Up.
Yeah. Bloody hell. God, yeah.
Because they were holding auditions on Blue Peter and I sent mine in and I got my grandma to film it.
You were such a Blue Peter kid.
Yeah, I loved Blue Peter. I entered quite a lot of the things.
I was a bit of a Soldier Boy kid.
No wonder I didn't know what Soldier Boy was. I was like, diddly doo doo doo, Blue Peter, whatever.
Here's one I made earlier.
I used to love it. I got a Blue Peter badge as well.
Oh yeah, and didn't you also make up a Doctor Who monster for Blue Peter?
Yeah, God, I can't believe Doctor Who's appearing again.
And it was something like, let's see, let's test my drunk memory. It was something about...
Basically, Doctor Who, Blue Peter held a competition and it was everyone on Blue Peter gets to design a monster that's going to be in an episode of Doctor Who. You had to send in a drawing of your monster and I entered. And let's see if you can remember what it was. Go on.
Okay, give me 3 goes.
What, you're going to describe 3 different monsters right now? And I have to say yes or no.
Okay, did it have anything to do with being fluffy? Yes or no?
No, no.
No, okay. Right, I was kind of banking on that one, so I don't really know.
Very much, it wasn't scary. I didn't win, spoiler alert.
Was it like the CD monster?
No, no. But it definitely, it had lots of one thing on it. And its name.
It did, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It had lots of one thing and its name was that thing.
Oh, I've got it. Where were we?
We were walking along it was along the South Bank.
Yes!
Just strolling, kissing. Sorry, Jack. Romantic outing.
It was on our first date when you told me about the monster you designed for Peter. Okay, shite.
This is hilarious.
It's a bit of a random item, isn't it?
It's not scary, bear in mind.
It's not scary, that's what I remember thinking. It's not scary.
I don't know what came over me to design this and send this in.
And it was something quite classic that won instead of you, wasn't it?
The one that won it was really good, and I remember being quite scared of the episode. It was a monster that had loads of different faces of the people that it had eaten on it. I remember it ate someone. I feel like it was like James Corden or something.
Yeah, it's clever, isn't it?
And then it said it ate someone, and then it said... it tastes like chicken. And I remember thinking, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
Little vegetarian child, you like couldn't cope.
I honestly was like, why did they just put that on TV? That's so disgusting. But you've got one more go to guess my monster before I tell you.
Oh, can you give me a clue?
Do you want to know what it begins with?
Yeah, please.
Its name, which is the item that it's covered in, it begins with B. It's the least scary
thing.
It's
funny because before you said B, I was thinking, and I'm not using one-ups, so this doesn't count, but I was going to say it's not the bra monster.
No, no. My 6-year-old self would never have said bras.
That would be silly.
It's a 3-letter word, but it's not bra.
3-letter word? Are you sure it's not bra?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Its name is Bo, and it was covered in bows.
Oh, for fuck's sake! It's like the least scary thing ever.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought that would be a good monster. It was like a little thing. It had a big bow in its hair. It was covered in bows. Honestly, it's Jojo Siwa.
It's kind of, you thought you were auditioning for a role.
I would have wanted to play.
And that's the monster you would like to be. The kind of Puss in Boots monster. Super cute.
And I sent that into Blue Peter. Never heard back. And I also never was a Doctor Who star. Like I said, just give up if you're not a Doctor Who star.
No, there's still time?
No, but it was, I had a time limit. By the time I'm eight, I had to be on Doctor Who, or I should give up.
Yeah, I mean, we're a bit overdue at this point, but there is still a chance.
And then I put that little note behind my wardrobe to find again at 8 years old and be like, oh my God, kind of, I manifested it. And I found it when I was like 10, when I cleared out my room, like, fucking hell, didn't make it. Didn't make the dream.
I just fucking remembered something when you said that.
Oh my God.
I must have been probably about eight. And I said in 4 years' time, and I put, do not open until.
Oh my God.
Gosh, maybe like 2006 or something. Like I wrote on it, like, do not open. And I remember my friend came around for a sleepover and she opened it and I was so upset. I'd already left it for like 2 years.
So what did you say?
I just said some shit like, who's winning the World Cup? Like that sort of thing. But...
the world's most boring thing you could want to know.
It was kind of a time capsule, and I blue tacked it to the inside of my door. God, and I was doing my little soldier boy dance looking at it.
You're always going to want to read that. It's on the door every day. It's a reminder.
I know. That's why I'm quite impressed with myself that I didn't look at it. Every toilet break, I'm getting more and more confused at how drunk I am.
I just did that thing on the toilet where you kind of, you know, at parties where you like look at yourself in the mirror and you're like,
yeah, I just had to give myself kind of like pep talk fully.
I was kind of sitting there like, whoa. Okay.
Also, I'm wearing a bodysuit, so I really feel like I'm at the pub.
Oh God, you're like at a party right now.
Yeah.
Well, this is fun. What kind of music are you into? Something we're both really into. A song. A song that sums up our relationship.
Oh!
We had kind of a crazy moment. So this is before we went to our event.
Yeah, our most recent event, which was literally in March. So kind of just, we so cut it so fine in terms of...
coronavirus, it being cancelled.
I don't know how... lucky we were to have that be like kind of 2 weeks before.
But we were in the taxi, we'd got ready at my house, and we were going over a bridge in London. We're going over Battersea Bridge, and it was so stunning. Like, all the, it was dark, all the like street lights were on, kind of see the water going on, and on the radio was playing just the two of us. You can make it if you
two of us, dung dung. And I gave you a bit of a look, and you gave me a bit of a look, and it was like, just the two of us? We can make it if we try?
We can make it if we try? And it was kind
just
of...
the two of us?
So ever since then, it's kind of been our song of just the two of us.
But kind of... almost only over the past week we've actually been listening to it.
We kind of forgot all about it.
We're revisiting it.
And then we remembered it. We were like, do you remember when that played in the taxi?
I was like, I'm actually going to have to listen to that because I know it's a banger. Mm. And I played it and I was like, wow, this is kind of the best song ever.
And I listened like, why is this my favourite song? So we're both into that song.
It's Bill Withers, that's why.
I mean, if you don't listen to Just the Two of Us by Bill Withers and just... I mean, I love the bit when the women go, just the two of us.
That's kind of us.
Yeah, that's us.
That's when we've learned how to time travel because you were in Doctor Who and we go back and we're in the recording studio. That's canon.
That's our song of the moment anyway that we're loving.
But it's almost like, just the 10,000 of us.
Yeah, just every single person listening in us. So, another question. Name something you've done drunk but would never dream of doing sober.
Well, I was kindly reminding you earlier about when you were hopping along the streets of Brighton.
Oh,
you definitely either been spiked or you were doing ket and you didn't tell me.
I was convinced that I'd been spiked. I was convinced because we went to this party. So we went to a party. It was a big old group of us.
Who's even...
we weren't invited.
Oh, yeah. No, but... I remember, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I was already speaking to somebody there and they were like, yeah, you should come.
No, but we knew people there, but we weren't like personally invited.
No, because that guy was your enemy.
Who was my enemy?
That guy, I'm not going to say his name.
No, he wasn't our enemy. We just, we were friends in first year, but we weren't invited, that's for sure. And it was kind of a big party. We weren't invited, it really sounds really bad. Like, we turned up.
And then suddenly you were kind of trotting down the street, like absolutely off your nut.
I was speaking to someone there. I don't know who it was, this guy.
I know who it was. It was this guy that you fancied because he was vegan. And that was the only reason that you fancied him, I think. And he had dark hair. So it's your perfect match.
Yeah. And he gave me a drink. And from that moment onwards, mm-hmm. I was insane. I remember... you guys had kind of walked on a bit and I was back with someone just like literally being sick and sick.
We were split up that whole night.
Yeah, I don't think I saw you. I was just being sick.
Oh my God, on that night, this guy came up to me and was like, are you a Libra?
I remember. Yeah, I remember that.
And I was like, oh my God, yeah, I am. Are you a Libra? He was like, yeah, I'm a Libra. Like, we're fucking Libra, like queens, Libra twins. Like, he was obviously trying to fuck me, but in my mind, we were best friends.
We were Libra gals. Oh my God, that's so
We were
crazy.
Libra gals. Mm. Then I realized it was because I was wearing a necklace that had a little Libra symbol on it. Yeah, but I was like, whoa.
Like, dude, how do you know?
Oh my God, man, that's Libra crazy. Energy.
I was bouncing. I remember... Yeah, that was so weird. I fell into...
Oh, fully? You were Tigger?
Something really funny that happened that night. So we were walking back with this guy, our friend, and we got back into the house. And do you remember, he had a snail on his cheek.
If this wasn't in the house, it was on the street. I've got a picture on my phone still. I must still have it. Literally of a slug. It was a slug on his cheek.
Yeah. I think it's because I pushed him into a bin.
And I said to him, like, something, something, something. I dare you to make this your Facebook profile picture. But he was kind of having to carry you.
Yeah, it was kind of... I don't really know what went on. And then he obviously fell on the floor at some point, and no one noticed. And we got back in and there was a slug on his face.
There was a slug on his cheek. I was dying. You've got a slug on your
slug
cheek.
On your cheek is
you
bad.
You must be fucking joking. You're taking
a
the
slug
piss.
Is bad. But that was a funny moment, yeah.
Have you ever done anything drunk that you wouldn't do sober? What do they say? Like a drunk words, true mind, something like that.
The classic saying, drunk words, true mind.
Something
criminal
like that.
Mind.
It's like,
when you're drunk, so
a drunken mind is a...
Drunk words are sober thoughts. If you were a biscuit, what biscuit would you be? That's one.
Well, I take these way too seriously, don't I? It's going to take me about 10 years to figure this out. Because I'm just like, well, either way, I don't want to be eaten. I kind of want to be a human. I find these questions really tough.
Why is that? Honestly, I've never seen you think harder. It's like, oh God, what biscuit would I be?
A biscuit. At the moment, I'd probably be an Oreo because that's what I'm enjoying. Accidentally vegan.
I was going to say it's the vegan one I would think of is an Oreo.
I do love a Biscoff as well, like a Lotus Biscoff biscuit, but they make me absolutely sick, probably because I eat about 30 in one go. It's funny because Jack and I at the moment are like, don't forget the fucking biscuits. Like when you go to the shop, don't forget the biscuits.
Really?
That's yeah, so it's quite a big thing for us. Biscuit culture. Oreos and Biscoff biscuits.
It just doesn't really appeal to me that much. Dry.
It's kind of a packet of crisps, but it's sweet.
Yeah, but it's not a packet of crisps though, is it? It's like...
Well, it's sweet.
Yeah, but it's almost like quite stodge.
Yeah, that's my vibe. Stodgy vibe.
I get it. I don't know. I do like biscuits. I wouldn't really... I don't really... Do you know what I mean? Like biscuits.
You're not really a biscuiteer.
I'm not a biscuiteer, but I would eat a biscuit if you made me some. If you baked me some biscuits.
So what are you backing? Oreos?
Probably Oreos.
Wait, hang on. As if this was a job interview for like a big thing and they said to you, what biscuit? Yeah, but you actually wanted it.
The CEO of the biscuit factory where you design biscuits. Yeah, I'm there.
CEO of the biscuit company. And they say, yeah. And what biscuit are you and why?
It's kind of, I can talk about feminism all day, but when it comes to the real stuff, I struggle.
Biscuits.
I don't know if this is what I am. The difficulty is it requires some self-awareness of like, which one am I? Where do I fit within the biscuit hierarchy? But I think, if the question is, which biscuit do you like the most? Which I fear that is the question.
Yeah.
I feel that the answer is kind of like a chocolate chip cookie, like a Maryland. Obviously, I can't eat Marylands because they're not vegan.
Oh, that's nice.
Kind of. That with like some milk, some soy milk. That would be my favourite biscuit, if that is what the question's getting
at. A chocolate chip cookie. Oh, do you actually drink? Would you drink soy milk?
I wouldn't drink it, but I would dip it.
So it's all an act for the interview.
I would dip it. I would dip it in the milk, but I wouldn't then drink the crummy milk. Do you drink your crumb milk?
Absolutely. No, I would just never drink milk, ever. I wouldn't dip it either. I'm not a fan of that. There's something about milk.
The fact it's from a cow's teat.
There's something about milk, but soy milk, I just wouldn't...
I'd get a little bit for some dip situation.
But I'd just rather dip in tea, no?
No, because then you fuck up the tea.
But if you dip it the perfect amount...
No, you still get crumbs in your tea.
No, not always.
Always. Always. You get crummy tea.
Oh, you're doing it wrong.
I don't want to drink the liquid that I've dipped the...
Oh, so you would literally pour out milk. How much milk would you have?
What is this?
That's a good podcast question. How much milk would you have?
This is rubbish.
Okay, this one came in by voice note. This one came
really
in
exciting.
By owl.
Fluid, delivered by a bird named Owl.
Something similar to what you guys, a lot of you, I think, are in a similar situation. And it was essentially kind of seeing somebody, but you're not really ready to get into a relationship because you're still trying to kind of understand yourself and just explore your own life and your own being. But you do really like that person. So take it away, Steffi, with the advice.
I think it's such a complex situation that we've all been in. Like, it's so confusing when it's like, I like the person, but I also want to do another thing. Women as we are, we are more encouraged. I'm really trying to like think of real advice, but I'm actually fucked. Women.
We actually, maybe we should say, we stopped recording for like 5 minutes. Then I was like, fuck, I want to do this one. And I played it and I pulled you back in. So we're a bit out of it.
But, so women, I'm going on a rant, women are encouraged to kind of be kind to men that would never show the same courtesy back. If the guy was thinking, oh, I want to do this, I want to do this, I know this guy, you love him and he's great. Question to yourself, are you benefiting as much as he? Would he stick around if he wanted to explore his sexuality? I'm convinced otherwise.
I completely agree. I think it comes back to the same advice that we give all of you in the DMs, because all of it really comes down to, I mean, the only thing that we can really say when we have such little context on you, and also I think the best advice you can ever hear anyway in life, is that you need to prioritise yourself.
Yeah.
That's a struggle, as you say, women as we are. It's a struggle to prioritize yourself because you've been told your whole life don't do that.
You're told you're nothing, don't prioritize that piece of shit.
Yeah, and you've also, your life is so long, like, fine, yeah, life is short, but it's also kind of the longest thing you'll ever experience. You've got years to go, absolute fucking decades, to fuck about with who knows what and God knows what and be whoever you want. Like, you've just got that. Honestly, the possibilities are endless.
I just think the worst thing you can do, there are worse things I could do.
Hang with a boy or two.
You could stay home every night, wait around for Mr. Right. You don't want to do that. So.
I could stay home.
Every night. Oh, I love, the best bit in that song is, I could hurt someone like me.
Oh, stunning.
It's just like so stunning when it kind of is a bit of a key change.
Out of spite or jealousy.
I don't love.
Amazing.
I don't steal.
Can't relate. Anyway. I lie and steal frequently.
But the worst thing you could do is get away with a boy or two. The worst thing you can do is fuck. No, I have it. The worst thing you could, I'm gonna phrase it differently. What you don't, because every time I want to finish the line. What you should not be doing is holding out in a relationship thinking, oh no, I want to do this different thing, but I'll compromise for him, i.e. not do the thing you want to do because he doesn't want to do that. I will stay around for him because I've seen it time and time again that someone stays with someone because they think, oh no, I love them, but I actually want to do the secret other thing, but no, they would never leave me for that reason. And then year later, they get the same opportunity as you, someone else is showing interest,
they leave you for something silly.
Yeah. And you think, well, all that time I could have done something else.
Oh, what was that interesting thing, like, see the potential that you see in others in yourself. I feel like if you're having these feelings of like, I would just want to, you're just not ready to like be attached to one person, that's it, that's all you need to know then.
So I hope you've enjoyed this drunk bonus episode. We've talked a lot of shit.
I'm just looking at you like, yeah, do what you need to do to get me out of here, thank you.
It's now 12:55 for us. So it's just past midday and we've got to spend the rest of the day in this level of drunkenness and do quite a bit of work, which is hilarious. But I hope you guys don't need to do any more work today. Run yourself a lovely bath.
Oh my God.
Phone your pal, stroke your dog,
oh my God.
Stroke your cat.
I need to.
Do some fun stuff. Maybe eat some food. Eat some biscuits.
But don't eat too many that you feel sick.
Watch Shrek. I actually might watch Shrek tonight.
Oh, that's lovely. I want to watch Frozen 2. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either, and I don't really have any desire to watch it.
I've heard good things about Frozen 2. I didn't love Frozen 1, but
I just hate that fucking snowman. So ugly.
Oh, I hate Elsa more than I hate the snowman.
I think it's so ugly. It's just like, why did they design it like that?
I think he's quite cute looking.
Ugh, no. No.
You do have a bit of dodgy taste because you do love Lin-Manuel Miranda.
And I love Lin-Manuel Miranda. Someone messaged the other day, I don't know if you saw this, saying, I completely agree that Lin-Manuel Miranda is a hottie.
No!
So I think I'm converting people around the globe into loving Lin-Manuel.
You're kind of a preacher. You're gaining a following.
He's hot because he wrote it. That's the thing. He's hot because he's like the pioneer of Hamilton.
I get that, but it still doesn't outweigh the reality, the very unfortunate reality.
He's hot.
I think it's also that he's against so, like, you see him on stage and you hear him singing alongside so many Aaron kind Burr. Of angels.
Yeah,
and also I think the guy in the UK, Hamilton, is much more of a stud.
Yeah, but it's not about stud with Lynn.
Stud. The title of Tosha, whatever it is.
Lynn's not about being a stud. You just don't like him because you think he's short.
He is short, yeah, and I do have a thing against short
men.
Yeah,
but as I just said, so is Daniel Radcliffe and he's my king.
Yeah, but I also don't think he's Daniel Radcliffe's hot. I kind of think Daniel Radcliffe's my son.
No, Daniel's hot.
Because I sent you that picture of him with brown eyes, which was the worst thing I ever did.
Yeah, Erin basically fucked life up for me a little bit because I've always thought I'm a Malfoy gal. I'm Ron and Malfoy and we all know Fred and George gal. And Sirius. That's who I love in Harry Potter. There's
kind of everyone but Harry.
Yeah, Harry's just not even got a look in. And then Erin did the worst thing she could have possibly done. Sent me a picture. If you all Google this right now, if I implore you to do anything more in the world, is Google Daniel Radcliffe. Brown eyes. Oh my god. And prepare yourself. He looks so good and it changes everything.
He's got his curly little hair.
He's got kind of sort of pin curls. A sort of 1930s pin curls.
Literally. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just implore you to look at that picture. Daniel Radcliffe brown eyes now. Everyone go search. Pause. Come back. Okay, hello. Everyone's seen the picture. Isn't it great?
I think that's a good place to end it. It's probably a good place to end it when I started fucking dying over the fucking fairy godmother.
That was about 5 seconds in. Okay, amazing. Well, this has been a very different episode. We're back next week with hardcore feminist theory. So look forward to speaking to you then.
Thank you guys so.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Much, and I really hope you enjoyed it.
And thank you so much for 10k.
Bye.
Right, bye.
Oh my god.